880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Hi, like the guy on the radio intro says, I'm Jim Freed, and you can't see it, but I'm bespectacled today. Check out my Facebook feed or my Twitter feed. You'll see that picture. Now, if you're looking at the market snapshot shows that most of the major indices were down with the Fed. Not sure how they're going to prime the pump or if they're going to prime the pump or if we're going to even need it. So I don't know if the market seems strange to you. It's just February heading into March. I don't know if January last year was like January this year, was like January the year before, but we've got to start seeing what's going to happen here with the economy. We've got an absolutely super show today. Today was a great day for me as far as seeing the power of social media. I got a prescription that was not accepted early on at Walgreens. Well, Jennifer at Walgreens, the head pharmacist over on 34th, at Biscayne and 31st, really helped me out. I tweeted out about that to Walgreens, and Walgreens responded at a corporate level and even reached out to her and told me that they were going to give her some kind of a benefit for me tweeting about her. So power of social media. Get on Twitter. Get on whatever your favorite platform is. And if somebody does you right, you go do them right. That's good business for everybody. Now, that's Johnny giving me the high five on that. Now, today in real estate, urban apartments were the word, as was industrial. I had to go up to UF this weekend, rather today and tomorrow, but I had to cancel my trip because I've got major equity coming in to look at those property types next week. Miami is still smoking hot for apartments, condos, industrial, retail. It's burning up down here on the south part of the Florida Peninsula. If you want to hear what's going on here and in the rest of the state, stick with us because we've got John Crossman, Sam Shandon, Tim Becker, and a host of luminaries from the Real Estate Conference, the University of Florida, Bergstrom Center, Trends and Strategies Conference is going on today and tomorrow in Orlando. Make sure if you're in Orlando to head on out there. We're going to give you a little insight into what they're going to be talking about. So stick with us. We'll be right back. Juan, take me out. That's right. Stick with us because you ain't seen nothing yet. And if you haven't been to Warren Henry and you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Yesterday, one of my good friends, Julie, told me that she has had nothing but the greatest experience with them at Warren Henry Land Rover and Range Rover. I've had great experience with them buying my Infinities there since 1992. Make sure you go there for exceptional cars, and they'll always come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. High five to Larry and the team at Warren Henry. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Hey, everybody. This is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freed on Business radio show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. For many businesses, the effects are felt almost daily with reduced cash flow while fielding calls from creditors, collection agencies, or attorneys. True North Financial is there to stop the calls and get your business back on track. True North Financial has helped many good companies just like yours professionally negotiate with creditors, vendors, and suppliers to restructure your debt obligations, resolve collection lawsuits, eliminate liens, levies, and garnishments, as well as resolve federal and state tax issues. True North Financial can also help you find business funding options for your business. Make the right decision today and call True North Financial at 800-354-1176 for your free analysis. Don't let your business flounder into bankruptcy. Call 800-354-1176. That's 800-354-1176. 800-354-1176. 800-354-1176. Or VendorDebt.com today.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.AskDrFranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hi, this is Freed on Business. We're live today at the University of Florida Center for Real Estate, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Trends and Strategies Conference. I'm cooking like hot grease. I'm doing real estate here during the breaks on my laptop. Remember to join us next week. We're going to have the Mike D of Miami Dolphins on. The following week, we're going to have Sean Flynn of the Florida Marlins on. Stick with us because Johnny and I are going to have an announcement about our new social media show that's going to be on a weekly basis. And we have got Tim Becker and the real estate savants at the University of Florida holding on the line. Tim, are you there?
I'm here, Jim. I'm here.
All right. Well, listen, what's going on? You know, I'm absolutely freaking out that I can't be there with all of the other real estate geniuses and gurus that are up there at the UF conference, setting the trends, networking, and setting the table for real estate in the coming years here in the state of Florida. So I'm freaking out. My friends have been calling me, texting me, asking me where I'm at, but the market's so hot that I had to stay in Miami to execute the plan. How's it up there, Tim?
Jim, we miss you tremendously, and we're sorry you can't make it, and we're happy you can't make it, because that means things are happening, and that's a good thing for us.
Cooking like hot grease. I've had two espressos and a Gatorade, so you're forewarned.
That's great. Well, it's crazy up here, too, Jim. We have the largest conference we've had to date, 420 great people here listening to a bunch of great speakers finding out what's happening in the world of real estate.
Now, I know that you guys had an executive committee meeting today as well. What's some of the new things on tap for the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies?
I think it's probably more of the same, Jim. Growing our conference here, growing awareness about our students and the center that we have and all the great things that we do for the industry.
Now, what is the headline act for today at this conference?
Today's headline act is going on right now. It's Dr. Ed Glaser, who's a professor from Harvard, who wrote the book Triumph of the City.
Okay, and you've gotten a couple of guys that have been carved out of there, but what's his main point? What is that all about?
He's talking about the tremendous innovation, the tremendous success of our cities throughout history, and how removing regulation, removing density rules would just create a tremendous boom in the cities of America and in the real estate markets of America.
Well, I think one of the things that we're seeing in the cities across America is the incredible impact that free trade and the expansion of the Panama Canal is having. And I think that if people looked at one of those maps of the world that's got all the hemispheres stretched out, if you look in the center, there's the state of Florida. And I got to say it this way because I'm a local Homer, the city of Miami is in the middle of all that. So I got to believe that logistics and real estate are truly going to help build America's cities.
I agree, and he agrees 100% as well. And plus, when you get all these smart people together who want to collaborate, you start getting tremendous ideas and tremendous products coming from it.
Now, we've got that down here in Miami in many nodes. I've got to believe that they've got that going on in Tampa. I know that they bought a whole bunch of medical technology jobs in Orlando. So it seems to me like there's these nodes of intellect and acumen that are concentrating in all of our major towns and cities here across the state.
Absolutely, that's true. And in fact, we're even seeing it in small towns like little old Gainesville, Florida, who is going to have a rebirth of its downtown because of innovation and Innovation Square going on there.
Well, don't also forget the fabulous development that we're going to be doing in the western hub of downtown at University Corners. We're planning to do student housing, retail, parking, as well as a extended stay select service hotel. So there's all kinds of great things happening in Gainesville as well.
Absolutely, and it's that education that tie into to universities that are having a great impact in Gainesville, in Orlando, in Tampa, and in Miami.
Well, now, Tim, let's just talk about overall, what's the feeling about the real estate market? Because here in Miami, we've got nothing but strength and positive energy. I know in some other parts of the states, it's lagging, and in other parts of the country, strong, soft. What are they talking about at the conference? What's the general feel of the conference?
This has been the most upbeat conference in the past 5 years, no doubt. I think people are starting to see movement. They're starting to do deals. There's a lot of talk about development going on. So even in the retail sector, which has been, you know, kind of surprising, but they're excited. There's things happening, and quite frankly, Jim, as you know, for our students, that's a great thing because that means there's more jobs coming down the line for them as they graduate.
Well, let's talk about that because the University of Florida is in the business of minting the leaders of tomorrow today. Oh boy, you better make sure that they trademark that one for me. How was your placement last year? How's it going for this year?
Last year's placement was 100%, and this year we're off to a tremendous start. I think we have a third of the class has jobs already, and they still have a few months more to go of classes. So
well,
I think it's going to be another great year.
Well, if there's any very smart mid-market, middle-level capital markets people out there, one of my friends approached me yesterday. They're looking to hire somebody. So if anybody out there knows of anybody that's a capital markets guru that wants to work in South Florida as a middle career person, give me a call, 305-573-7. Oh, wait, that's my home phone. Thank God I didn't finish that. 305-773-6300 is my cell. Call me if you know somebody in capital markets that like to work in a mid-level job here in South Florida. Tim, so we've only got a couple minutes, and then we'll get one of the other guests on from the conference. So tell me what you're seeing, because I've been talking a lot about South Florida. We've got about 3 minutes, 2 minutes left in this segment. Juan can't get it right, so probably call it 2.5 minutes since I've been fumbling through there. I got the thumbs up on that. What's the next hottest market? Because I got a thing about South Florida. I can't see anything being hotter than it is down here.
Well, yeah, there's certainly nothing as hot as South Florida is just because of the nature of the beast down there. But I think Orlando comes in a close, not a close, but it definitely comes in second. Hospitality is going crazy here. Tourism is getting back to peak levels here in Orlando. And there's a lot of great projects, as you mentioned earlier, going on with Lake Nona and Medical City going on out there. So I think Orlando really is the next best place in the state right now.
Yeah, I want to give a high five out there to my friend Skipper Peak, the Director of Commercial Development at Lake Nona. He's a beast, and hopefully Lake Nona is going to roll out and give them some excellent boost up there. But let me ask you this, Tim, because the real engine in Central Florida up till now has been home building. We've got about 30 seconds. How does the home building market going in Orlando?
Home building is picking up. It's there's a lot of builders in the area who are buying lots who are starting to build again. And surprisingly, because of the strong hospitality stuff going on, there's been a strong uptick of building going on here.
Makes sense to me. As there's a jobs expansion, there's going to be a home building expansion, and there is credit available for creditworthy people. So if people kept their nose clean in the recession, now probably is a good time to be a first home buyer in Orlando. Now, Tim, who do we have on deck after this break?
Assuming he gets here real quick, it's going to be John Crossman.
All right. Well, tell that guy to get his track shoes on. We'll be back in a couple minutes with a reprise of John Crossman. John is the chairman of the event. He's going to have some good insights into what's going on up there. And as always, statewide retail. So thanks, Tim Becker. Get John Crossman. We'll be back after this. Juan, take us out. All right, we're talking about taking the money and running, but I want to talk about something that's close to my heart, and that's mentoring people and doing good in society. And John, Social Media 305 Mahoney, gets a high five from me because he wants to help me turn a business meal into a business deal. The Dress for Success Miami Etiquette Dinner is a week from today. It's Thursday, February 28th at the Miami-Dade Culinary Institute. 6 p.m. registration and networking, 6:30 to 8, four-course dinner and program. It's $95 a person, but it's money well spent for people that need it. People here in Miami, we need to help them get jobs, and to get a good job, you got to get a good outfit going, and that's what Johnny has. So, Johnny, they can get more information by calling 305-710-2273. I'm going to say it again for our Jets fans out there. 305-710-2273, or go to their website, www.dfsmiami.org. That's dfsmiami.org. That stands for Dress for Success for you Jets fans out there.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. Is your business being affected by the recession and slow rebounding economy? Are you dealing with cash flow issues? Are you being harassed by collectors or attorneys threatening to sue you over unpaid bills? We can help keep you out of court. I talk to business owners every day that are good people with great products and services. They just need a solution on how to deal with their overburdened corporate debt situation. Like the pharmacy that owed $350,000 to a supplier, which we negotiated down to $150,000, paid out over 48 months. Or the company that owed $600,000 in workers' compensation premiums that we successfully restructured to $250,000 with extended terms. These are real stories of actual True North Financial clients. Call True North Financial today for your free consultation. We can help stop business headaches. Call 800-416-2072. That's 800-416-2072. 800-416-2072. Or visit us online at truenorthhelp.com. 800-416-2072 or truenorthhelp.com today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We're smoking. We're cooking like hot grease. We got John Crossman waiting up in the University of Florida, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, annual Trends and Strategies Conference. I'm sitting down here on two super double espressos and a Gatorade waiting to talk to John. John, help me out. Calm me down. Tell me how real estate's rolling out all across the state and retail is smoking too.
Jim, it's blowing up, buddy. It's blowing up. We had a record attendance today at the conference. With record sponsorship, the buzz across the board, very, very, very strong, very, very hot. And it feels like the market's back. Very exciting. Great day.
Well, that, you know, to hear that it's back is great, but jingle in the pocket's what counts. How's the Crossman Company doing? Are you guys closing some good leasing deals? Are you seeing tenants picking up? How's it going?
Two things. First off, we were at the West Coast ICSC yesterday in Tampa, and the same thing, hot, a lot of buzz, and a lot of tenants doing deals. We signed a lease yesterday at the West Coast ICSC and walked away with six LOIs, so that's great. My big problem, Jim, is I'm looking to hire. I need to hire somebody in Miami. I need to hire somebody in Orlando, and I'm looking to hire people. So you think about unemployment being an issue, and I need to find people, and I'm trying to find them.
Well,
so the market's back.
I know it is because I had a group that's a national firm call me. They need a mid-level capital markets person asking if I'm knowing anybody. You're talking about a strong, solid leader of the pack down here for retail. The same thing in Orlando. So we've got a lot of hashtag CRE listeners out there hopefully today, and hopefully they'll hear all about that. And then Johnny will help support that with a little bit of hashtagging. He just popped it out. Hopefully the Crossman Company will do some retweeting. We'll get Bergstrom Center to retweet, get some of the folks that are up there to get their accounts kicking this around, and hopefully we can get your stuff filled. Let's see if we can do that. And then if it does work on social media, you can come in the 4:30 hour in a couple weeks and talk to our social media crowd about that, John.
Count on it, Jim. Love to do it.
Now, what's a good idea that's been thrown out there? You've been at the ICSE West Coast of Florida Conference. You've been at the Trends and Strategies Conference. What is the buzzword that's out there that you can tell me that's the watchword for retail? Smoking hot?
I would say here's the big thing. I would say it's the return of development. That's what's back.
Really?
The thing about it is, it's like last year was the people thinking about doing deals, ton of deals. Their tenants are doing deals. You meet with tenant rep brokers who have tenants, and they're coming to town. We're looking for properties, looking for deals, and they're looking for ground-up stuff. I mean, I think this is going to mark the year where it's the return of development. You're going to start hearing about more and more projects coming up. It's the culmination of capital came back a couple years ago, leasing, centers starting to fill up. Now it's ground-up new projects. The most exciting thing coming up right now.
Well, I know for a fact that our firm's working on a whole bunch of ground-up retail, a bunch of ground-up hospitality. We're putting together the capital stack as both investors and intermediaries. If people need capital for that type of a project, they should give me a call at 305-773-6300. Now, John, what are you finding is the hottest markets? And we're going to cross out Southeast Florida. Other than Miami, what are you seeing pull for? Central and West Florida, where people have been not there for a while?
Absolutely. I mean, think about Orlando. I mean, Orlando had its biggest tourism year ever last year, and it's going up. I mean, I'm working on some research right now about retail in Orlando and the tourism numbers, and I'm really telling you right now, give a preview, this won't be all done until the fall, but I think we're going to make the argument it's the number one global tourist destination, and it's retail, some of its numbers, I mean, obviously on a global scale, comparable, some of the numbers that happen around Orlando, and it's really on that tourism. And tourism just keeps going on that tear, and as long as people move in here, we're doing well. So I think that, Miami, Turbo, that's awesome. Orlando, I think, is the next one that's biggest coming up, followed by Tampa. And then the guy behind it would be Jacksonville.
Well,
but Orlando's the next one to watch.
Well, John, when I was right out of college using my University of Florida MBA in real estate and urban analysis and working for Laventhal and Horwath, I did the feasibility study for Pleasure Island. And what we did was we tied hotel occupancy to the amount of square footage in the different submarkets. That may be a little bit of an idea for you because it may show you some areas that are underserved. Maybe hotel occupancy in different submarkets. Just an idea, John. Just an idea.
Absolutely.
Now, who are some of the tenants? I know that your big dog is Big Green, but who are some of the other tenants that are expanding in Florida? Let's talk to some of our national listeners out there.
Sure, absolutely. I think that probably one of the hottest one, it started, last year, really ramping up, and it's came as Wawa. Wawa is, we think about, if you think about all the discounters, you think about Kmart and Target and Walmart, and, some people are, a Target person.
Right.
When you think about convenience stores or the 7-Eleven or whatever, Wawa is, the target of convenience.
Really?
Right? It's got a real wood. I gave a speech about 2 years ago when I announced to a crowd. Somebody asked me what retailers are coming. I said, "Hey, Wawa's coming." Jim, a guy in the back room, went, "Yes!" They're screaming. And so I look at retailers that people have passion about and they're loyal to, and you see that with Wawa. So I see those guys coming on strong. I think also in the grocery market, it's been real interesting because you got Trader Joe's coming in our
state.
There you go. You got Fresh Market doing deals and Whole Foods. I think the specialty grocery stores in a lot of categories are going to be fun to watch. And then I think the other different convenience components, fast casual restaurants, and even more sit-down restaurants, more of a tear.
Now, let's talk a little bit about rental rates. We're talking to a big, broad audience and all across the country. Everybody knows that retail center rental rates were popping. Down in Miami, we were seeing $60-$70 a foot for inline space in public centers and great locations back in the day. Those days are gone. Back down to $30 to $35 for inline space. John, what are you seeing across the board? Is inline space bouncing back?
It is, but Jim, let me give a warning to your listeners. Retail is all about volume, right? That's what it's all about.
Yes, sir.
The general rule of thumb is that a retailer should pay about 10% of gross sales in rent.
Okay.
Okay? And so what people need to do is forget about rents for a little bit and look at retailer sales, track their sales, get historic sales. And when you're in a tent talking about leasing space, ask them, what are your year-one projected sales? What are your two-year projected sales? And even the mom and pop should know that. They should be able to tell you. And you throw a 10% factor on there, and you can get a gauge. Just because someone signs a lease at $35 a square foot doesn't mean they can pay it, doesn't mean they know what they're doing, it doesn't make a property worth that. And that's how we get in a lot of trouble, is people start signing these leases, like, oh, it's worth 60, it's worth 40. No, it's not. The volume's not there. You know, the number, everything got rescheduled, right? I remember in Orlando when the average was 12, and then the average was 15, then it was 21, 22. Well, guess what? It's back to 15 for the average in Central Florida, right?
Right.
So South Florida, higher densities, higher volumes. That makes sense.
Yeah.
To answer your question, you look at 15, and if you look at like a newer stuff, it could be 20 to 25. But you got to, again, it's got to be understand a historic, you know, volumes of what tenants are doing before people go crazy with the rental rate.
Well, John, I only have a couple.
Can I ask one more thing?
No, I only have a couple more minutes, and I want you to use them.
Well, the only thing I was going to say is also there's diminishing factors to that. And what I mean by that is, like, if you have a Publix and you have 10,000 square feet shop space, and you're doing $25 rents, that may make sense. But if you do 30,000 square feet, those last 15,000 square feet, it's going to percentage-wise go down. You're not going to keep averaging that. And again, that's where people got crazy. Like, hey, I got 10,000 square feet at $35. I can do 50,000 square feet at $35. No, you can't.
Oh, John.
You do it for a certain amount, and then it goes down.
I agree with you completely. I've always referred to that extra square footage as pro forma space down in South Florida. They were building 100, 125,000 square feet of that. I look at all that as cash, if it's still occupied, as cash flowing land banks for apartments. We've only got a couple of minutes left, John. Talk about how sales trends are going, because you talked about rates, rental rates being tied to them. So let's talk about what do you see in sales trends. I've got about a minute left, John.
I'll be real quick. If it's an A, AAA plus property, great tenants, great occupancy, good size configuration. The sales are still selling. The capital's flowing right to that. Public anchor, small shops, is great. If you've got something that you need to dump, you're like, hey, you know, we got it. It's got floor supply, foreclosed a bank, or just to sell it at a price per pound, it will sell. If it's in between, you got a problem. And remember the expression, you got to fix it or dump it, okay? So if you have a B center with a bunch of vacancy, you either need to sell it at a C rate, like sell it, just dump it, or you got to say, man, we got to hold this for a couple years, fix the problems, and get it done. And even the leasing's back, for the B centers, leasing's still a problem. And you're going to have to look at doing maybe office uses, medical uses, non-traditional uses and properties. But the key is there, fix it or dump it when it comes to sales.
Well, John Crossman, president of Crossman Companies, top retail expert statewide, service provider to Publix, retail leasing guy to the stars. Thank you so much. And remember, John's looking for people in Orlando and in Miami. If you want some more information on Crossman and Company or want to touch base with John, how do they get you, John?
Just go to my website, crossmanco.com.
All right. High five to one of the best social companies, one of the best companies to work for here in Florida, the Crossman and Companies. We'll be right back after this short break with our next guest live from the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies annual Trends and, oh gosh, Trends Conference. Trends and Strategies. Back after this.
Even if that doesn't ring true.
All right, you just heard John Crossman, the king of retail leasing across the state of Florida. And let me tell you who the kings of service and positive energy in your auto transaction are. They're my friends at Warren Henry. You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Range Rover, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this too, and that's why they always give their customers more. when I leased my Infinities. That's right. I got two of them from them. I knew I was getting the best price because they guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned legacy cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Hey, everybody. This is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
And now, WZAB traffic.
Good evening. Heavy delays on the Dolphin Expressway in your eastbound direction as you get towards I-95. An accident blocking two right lanes. Those delays stretching back to Northwest 37th Avenue. You can take Northwest 7th Street as your alternate. A breakdown 95 northbound at Northwest 135th Street in your express lanes is blocking your left lane. And watch out for a breakdown 595 eastbound at University Drive. Your right lane is closed. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Juan, thank you for bringing me back. You can go back to whatever you were doing on the other line over there. All right. Now, there's heavy delays on the Dolphin East. I'm going to thank them for giving me the heads up. I'll avoid that on my way home. And everybody who's sitting in that traffic jam, kick back and enjoy some great content today. We're about to have the fastest segment in business talk radio. We've got Sam Shandon, economist, one of the head chief lecturers up there at the University of Florida conference. He's going to give us some context for John Crossman's optimism. Sam, come in.
How are you, sir?
I am doing great. Welcome back to the show, Sam.
Thank you.
Now, I bill you as the fastest segment in real estate, so all I'm going to do is say what's out there, give us some context for everybody's optimism at the conference, and now I'm going to just let you roll.
I think, you know, there is a lot of optimism in commercial real estate and multifamily right now. A lot of it relates to development activity in the apartment sector. You know, and, you know, I think what comes as a bit of a surprise for folks who are outside of the real estate industry or who have historically been focused on single-family residential real estate is that, you know, there's so much going on in the world. If you look at the macro circumstances, what's happening in Europe, the sequestration, any of a number of, you know, policy dysfunctions that we could point to, you know, there are still some very real risks to the economy, to growth, not only in Florida, but in the country as a whole. And so it begs the question, well, you know, why is there this much optimism? Why are people feeling, you know, so strongly? And, you know, I think, you know, part of it is that we're coming from a very low bottom. We're not necessarily creating a large number of jobs, but we are slowly seeing a return of absorption of space. By that, we mean that more people are signing leases. They're moving into space. Vacancy rates are going down. We're putting a floor under the declines in rents. And people that are able to look a little bit further forward and say, okay, you know, I can see where a turnaround is going to come from. I see the beginnings of, you know, some positive momentum. However modest that might be, given that, you know, our growth patterns around the country are, you know, still relatively weak. The challenge for us, though, is that there's a lot more going on than just sort of the influence of the macro picture. There's a real role that's been played by monetary policy over the last couple of years. I think, you know, this is something that came up yesterday as the Federal Open Market Committee, the Federal Reserve voting members sort of, you know, came out of caucus and were, you know, speaking to releasing their minutes on press releases on, you know, what their outlook is for monetary policy, what they expect to see happen with the economy, and when they might begin to adjust some of the, you know, really extraordinary interventions that they have undertaken over the last couple of years. And, of course, if you watch the stock market, you know that, you know, some modest indication from the FOMC that, you know, they're going to be watching carefully for signs of what's going on in the economy. We'd really expect nothing less from them, but that spooked the market, and stocks have fallen subsequently. Does raise this question, though. Anyone who's on single-family residential, anyone who's been able to refinance their mortgage over the last couple of years knows very, very well the fact that we have had such an extraordinarily low interest rate environment, that has been one of the defining characteristics of this recovery. The Federal Reserve has been, you know, played a very big role in engineering that outcome and keeping those rates low, not only, you know, short-term rates, which is the thing that they have direct control over, but some of those longer-term rates, the Treasury, the residential single-family, you know, mortgage rate. All those things are in part being kept low because the Fed is, you know, injecting through its asset purchase about $85 billion of capital into the market every single month. And for context, $85 billion is a very, very big number. The possibility that the Fed might actually then begin to withdraw that support. The fact that, you know, we've got a much larger balance sheet at the Fed, but there are real risks from engineering an environment of low interest rates where capital is available at very, very low costs for too long. The fact that, you know, that actually does create the potential for distortions in asset prices.
Bubble.
It's something that, you know, has not been well articulated, in my view, by the members of the Fed, by the voting members, various regional Fed presidents, and in part it's because, you know, we wanted to be, you know, very supportive of the market. You know, part of monetary policy's role over the last couple of years has regrettably been to offset some of the dysfunction that we have in the legislative and fiscal policy environment. And you know, words have been chosen very, very carefully. But that means, I think, that we've downplayed the fact that, you know, there are real costs associated with keeping rates low, with growing the Fed's balance sheet, whether they're creating the potential for stronger inflationary pressures over the long run, maybe not now, maybe a year from now, maybe 2 years from now, that would require that, you know, we reverse course in a way that, you know, has the potential to, you know, really slow down the recovery, or that, you know, making money available at such a low cost for those who can qualify, well, that means that there are going to be people who will borrow, who will say, you know what, I don't want to take on a lot of risks because, you know, the economy isn't, you know, running on all cylinders, but I can't buy treasuries. I can't put the money into savings accounts. You know, I can't just let it sit in cash because the real return on that kind of investment, well, it's negative. The money loses value. One of the places where money has flowed to is commercial real estate, has been to multifamily. Now, that doesn't mean that we need to step away from investment in these sectors. I think, you know, there are, in particular in the multifamily sector, there are 100 reasons why rents are growing, why vacancy rates are lower. But we also have to realize that there is a role being played here in driving values up from the fact that, you know, capital costs are low. And, you know, that presents a challenge for us. That is one of the drivers of, you know, the optimism we see in the market today. But, you know, very, very low interest rates, you know, access to very, very cheap capital in an era of experimental monetary policy is not the new normal. And eventually it will go away. We've got, you know, some of the first indications of that reality in the language that comes out of the Fed just yesterday. And I think it's not something that in our markets we are well prepared for.
Sam, one quick question, because I've only got about a minute and a half left, and I know you can get this to me in a minute and a half. How can we trust the hand on the rudder to time the market well enough to keep the ball rolling?
It's a great question. Unfortunately, the complication is that we don't only have one hand on the rudder. I mean, there are, you know, a couple of different engines here for the economy. We need sound fiscal policy. We need to figure out how, maybe not today, but over the long run, we're going to develop a credible plan for balancing the budget. We're going to find ways to create a more business-friendly environment in the way that we think about legislation and regulation in Washington. That doesn't mean that regulation goes away. It means that, you know, perhaps we act in a way that is more efficacious. And so, you know, you've got the situation where, you know, one of those levers is definitely monetary policy, is definitely low interest rates. As Chairman Bernanke has said on several occasions, monetary policy cannot make up for the failures that we see in other areas, such as fiscal policy. That's a major issue for us right now. Can the Fed pull its own levers in a way that will offset, you know, the uncertainty related to sequestration? No, they can't, and nor should they try. That is a real risk for us. It's one that we've got to pay very, very close attention to.
Wow, Sam. I hope everybody's been paying close attention to you. I got in six words. That's a record. I want to thank you for being on the show. We're going to team up with your team to get you on again, because your stuff is just awesome. Now go back there, keep them optimistic, and we look forward to having you again. Everybody out there, stick with us. We're going to have more live real estate input from the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies Trends and Strategy session. That was economist Sam Shandon. We'll be back with more red meat for our real estate public right after this. Thanks again, Sam.
Thank you.
My pleasure. I just love that music. I love it almost as much as I love getting my cars at Warren Henry, because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, exceptional cars. And they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. And I'd like to interject here that your family with Warren Henry. Just ask anybody that's bought or leased a car from them. They've always got the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected us all. For many small businesses, the reminder is the constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people. They just need a reset of their credit situation. There are a few options today for the small business person faced with credit issues. True North Financial knows these options and can help you decide which course is best for you. True North Financial is here to give you a seat at the table with your creditors. True North Financial will give you a free credit analysis to see if you meet the criteria for our services. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website, www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
Ask Dr. Franks about his executive reboot camp. Ask Dr. Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Wow, just an amazing day, Juan. Just an amazing day, Johnny. We've had a great show here with the University of Florida guys. Johnny, I got to say one thing. You got to do a new ad. You and Juan work on a new ad so we can start playing it next week. Would you please do that for me, Juan?
Already on it.
All right, excellent. Now, I would like to take just a second before we get to Jim Stein. Jim Stein from RAM is holding on the other line. I want to make sure everybody gets this because you got to turn a business meal into a business deal. And that means that you get together with Dress for Success. You call 305-710-2273 to go to their event next week. But more importantly, call that number and talk to Johnny or hit him with a direct message on at social media 305 because what you need to do is set up a suit drive at your firm. You need to do a suit drive because we're talking about the economy heating up. That means our young people and our people that have been out of work are going to be out there looking for a new job. But maybe they don't have what it takes from a wardrobe standpoint to get that new job. Help somebody out. I've donated a bunch of suits to the University of Florida. I know a lot of people who have also. It's something that you need to do. Pay forward. Call Johnny at 305 710-2273 and donate a suit. Okay, Juan, you're sitting there talking and negotiating. We got Jim there yet? All right, slap me up, Jim Stein, and let's talk some real estate here.
Hey, Jim, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Jim. Now, let me give you the lowdown on what we've done so far. We've had Tim Becker, academician. We've had John Crossman, one of the top real estate service providers. Then we've had the fastest 15 minutes in radio with Sam Shandon, who set the economy for us. And now I'm looking at you to be the cleanup hitter because you're an investor and a former banker. And beyond that, I've had your team calling me about some of the sites that I have listed here for multifamily. So you can't hide, Jim. I know that you guys are doing business. What's going on?
Absolutely. We're doing business and we're finding some excellent opportunities, ground up development, as well as buying some value add opportunities. And it definitely feels like things are getting better. There's definitely better demand for space, at least in the product types that we're focused on.
Now, I know that RAM does multifamily for rent. I know that RAM does retail. So you're talking really about two of the spaces that we've heard are starting to pop.
Absolutely. And so that's our product type focus. And our focus geographically is Southeast, the Southeast U.S. So obviously Southeast Florida, Tampa, Orlando, Atlanta, Nashville, Charlotte, and the Research Triangle. And those are all good solid markets and markets where we're starting to see some good job growth. So, we're bullish.
Now, I know that you guys have bought debt early on in this cycle. What are you seeing for the debt opportunity standpoints? I've got people that call me trying to sell me debt, people that call me looking for us to venture on buying debt. I'm not so sure that there's much good debt out there to buy anymore.
That's a great question. You know, we bought five different distressed notes in 2011. And closed all of those in the fourth quarter. I really thought, Jim, that was going to be the focus of our business in 2012. And we pursued a couple of notes in the early part of 12, weren't successful, different reasons for different deals. But I didn't see another, interesting debt opportunity after the fourth quarter of last year. There's still a lot of debt that's being traded, but nothing when we buy debt, we do it as a means to gain ownership of the real estate. We're not interested in trading debt. So unless that debt is secured by something, by an asset that's something that we want to own, we're not interested. And we just didn't see much last year. So I think, most of the good stuff, I think the banks they've sort of sold off the stuff that they had that was good. The special servicers, they're not so motivated to sell, right? Because they earn their fees and they're sort of motivated to hold on to these.
Well, that's the dirty secret of the recovery, buddy.
That's right. So that's a long-winded answer of saying we didn't purchase any debt last year.
Well, I got another question for you, and I'll spin this out so that you and Casey sound like exactly what you are, which is market thought leaders. So you guys tried out the debt market. I know you had some successes. Johnny's waving at me because he used to live in the project over on Miami Beach that you guys sold to the Symphony, I believe it was.
right?
Yeah, Johnny's Smith. He's saying he loved the rehab you did before you sold it. So anyway, auctions. What do you think about the auction process? Because there's definitely a strategy and an approach to the auctions.
So you're talking about auction.com?
I don't think there's anybody else that we can – well, I don't want to say that to Sheldon Good and everybody else, but, yeah, auction.com. Let's talk auction.com.
Well, you know, again, going back to 2011 and those five transactions that we executed, they were all through – well, I'm sorry, the four of those transactions were through auction.com.
Oh, really?
It was one of their initial auctions, and so – you know, we obviously we found some stuff that we liked, and we continue to you know, to look at all the postings and follow what they're auctioning off. But again, as I said a few minutes ago, we're just not seeing the quality assets that we're interested in bidding on.
Yeah, I think that what happened is that interest rates saved a bunch of borrowers. I think that the only assets that are left, and this is why you're seeing the home building thing go, the rental foreclosure to rental housing buying going on. There's no place to put cash in the real estate market in these auctions or in these opportunity funds. And the only assets that are commercial that are left, I think, are the ones that are locked up in the community banks that just don't have the capital to take the mark to market and sell.
Or, you know, these banks, they've written these assets down to the point that they're, you know, when they do liquidate now, they're actually realizing earnings. So I think they're sort of managing their earnings, and they're kind of letting this stuff bleed out over a little bit slower pace. But there's just not. I think most of the stuff that's left is just stuff that, you know, at least in our case, we're not interested in owning. There's always somebody out there who is. But it's just, you know, today it's just not us.
Well, God bless those people, but. We've talked a little bit with John that development is coming back. I know that your apartment development team has called me on a couple of the parcels that I have listed for sale, and we're talking to them about making some offers and trying to go vertical. So you're looking at new development as now a true strategy? That's multifamily. How about retail?
Absolutely. We're working on a couple of different things. We've got a site tied up in Dade County with the University of Miami. We'll do, you know, close to 350,000 square feet of retail there.
Excellent.
Also active in the Carolinas and looking for grocery anchored opportunities. So, there's not a ton of them, but if you've got the relationship, I mean, you know, the key to this retail thing is you've got to have the relationships with the anchor tenants. And, we're fortunate to have some good relationships.
Well, Jim, we've only got about a minute left, so I wanted to thank you. I wanted to thank everybody up there at the Trends and Strategies Conference. I hope you'll give everybody my kindest regards. I had to stay down here and try to make a living.
Well, we definitely miss you. It's not nearly as lively a conference without you. But you should know that we've got record attendance this year. Last year we had 350 registrants, and this year we've got 420. It's a great conference. We've got a great set of speakers, and wish you were here to partake.
I wish I was there, but if anybody's in Central Florida, it's going to be tomorrow morning at the Peabody Hotel. You can go pick up some of these great speakers. Jim, thank you so much for being on the show, and thank Tim for putting this all together.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure.
Okay, I want to make sure I thank our sponsors, Warren Henry, True North Financial, the NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins. Make sure you catch next week's show. We're going to have Mike D talking about public-private investments. We'll talk about the stadium and some other stuff. Business talk with the Dolphins next week. Thanks to Social Media 305, Burger Singerman. I'd like to thank our callers today. Some people called in, couldn't get them on, but we'll call them offline later. Of course, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, and UHealth. Thank you, of course, to our listeners. I want to make sure that if you missed today's show, you look on www.freedonbusiness. Remember, you can always follow me personally at Jim Freed. You can follow the show. That's Johnny tweeting the show at Freed on Business. Facebook, Johnny runs Facebook for us. LinkedIn, I do the LinkedIn. YouTube, I do the YouTube. I think you could tell I do the YouTube. But the YouTube gets lots of hits. Some of the stuff we've done with the Marlins has gotten over 1,000 hits. I think that's pretty choice. The website gets thousands of hits each week. Again, if you missed today's show, it'll be up on our website soon after Juan ports it over to me tomorrow in the You Send It file sharing. And remember, this is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us next week on 880 AM. Thursday. We're going to be joined by Mike D. He's the CEO of the Dolphins. We're obviously going to touch on the Dolphins expansion. The following week, we're going to have Sean Flynn on. He's with the Florida Marlins. We're going to talk some sports talk, some sports business here on Freedom Business over the next couple of weeks. Get your questions and thoughts ready. You can email them to me. You can hit me on Twitter with them at Jim@FreedomBusiness. And so remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and join me in making it happen.
My name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. Drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the